24-10, Rockets lead it here. Just getting ready to start the third quarter play. Noah Bruner got the ball marked at the 40-yard line. Set to kick this one away back deep for the Rockets. Michael Perry along with Malik Manica. Bruner approaches. And it's going to be an onside, and ball is up, and will be recovered by the Titans. Zach Stucker recovers it. Ball was tipped up by number 86, Osorto, and was tipped back toward Collins' direction and finally recovered back at the 42-yard line.
Well, there you go. You asked about the onside kick.
I said no.
I know you did. I wasn't going to let everybody know.
I got to go with good and the bad.
I thought I'd say, let's try it. Maybe we might kick it backwards.
So Collins will take over here. First and 10, the 22. And broken play, and he tackled behind the line of scrimmage inside the 40-yard line. He got a penalty on the play as well.
They're going to decline this penalty because it take the loss.
We've seen Collins with just numerous penalties here on first down. And like I said, this one, legal procedure, will be declined. 3-yard.
Yeah, they ran the play.
Must not have been on the line of scrimmage. Must have been a legal procedure. I don't think he moved early. They would whistle the play did. So second and 13, JR drops back. Looking for Roseberry. Got him up in midfield. And a first down, pushed out of bounds at the 45. Good throw by Lucas right over the head of Michael Perry to Roseberry.
That's a play they tried to run earlier, and JR didn't get it over the linebacker's head. That time, got it over there, and that's a play they tried to run the other side, if you remember.
Yeah.
It was almost picked off.
First and 10, Titans on the 45-yard line here of the Rockets. Lucas stays in the shotgun, four receiver set. Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas, just to his right. JR takes a snap, being pressured with it, and was sacked. Jacob Dale beaten bad off the line by Osorto. And we'll sack him back to the 47-yard line of Collins.
This is what Collins can't come over, haven't overcome all year, was his big losses on first down.
Really thought JR had a chance, though, there to really step up in the pocket early to avoid the rush. Just couldn't get there. Five wide set. JR takes the snap. Got room. Got Hawk across the middle of the field down to the 40, and will be tackled there. 13-yard gain there on first, on second down, brings up more manageable. And this is the area, really, Scott, we've talked about a lot of the year that we haven't seen a lot, that kind of intermediate pass over the middle of the field. A lot better job tonight. Going to bring up third and five. Ball at the 40-yard line. Definitely two-down territory here for the Titans. Five wide set. Lucas being pressured. Runs straight up the middle of the field and slung down after about a 2-yard gain.
I'll go for it here, right, I guess.
Give him just a yard. So down to the 39, going to bring up fourth and four. Saw Shelby County bring a lot of pressure on that last time. Fourth and four. Five wide set again. Everybody. And drew them all sides. And everybody from Shelby County, Sky, was within 5 or 6 yards of the line of scrimmage?
Oh, yeah.
Good chance to go over the top.
I think that's what he's thinking about when JR is running, is they get everybody up the field.
Yeah.
He's trying to get through. But
you know, the last scramble, it's one-on-one. If he gets through that tackle, there's, you know, nothing but green grass beyond that. Lucas takes a snap, looking for Maggard again down to the left sideline.
Oh.
He stumbles. They kind of tangled up feet, him and Brandon Davis.
I thought that was just that's got
good
the feet
call.
Tangled, yeah.
Yeah.
Just good. Had him again, though. That was a better pass by JR.
Yep.
Just good, really good coverage there by Brandon Davis. Maggard had a little step on him, but
yep.
He was in good position.
Second and 10. Titans stay in the shotgun. Roseberry to his right here. Going to swing it out to Nashon over his head, and he had room on the outside to run, but over his head, incomplete.
That's a little bit new of a wrinkle. We haven't seen that all year. Get the ball out here to get Nashon in space is where he needs to be. And
I think he's thinking, too, if he can ever catch them on that blitz like they're giving so far up the middle of the field. It's, you know, you break one tackle.
Yeah. One thing about it here, that's going to slow the blitz down a little bit, too.
So now third and 10. We saw Shelby County bring a lot of pressure last time on third and long. JR rolls to his left this time. He's looking, still looking, and going to be sacked for about a 10-yard loss. And may force Collins to punt this one.
You're almost going to have to punt.
No, there's any signs of a punter coming on the field.
Fourth and
17, five wide set. Takes a snap, dropping straight back in the pocket. Plenty of time. Going to throw deep and this to nobody in the middle of the field. I think at that point you got to give your guy a chance to at least make a play on the ball, and that was just thrown to nobody. And that will turn things over to the Rockets. So Shelby County will take over first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. So Collins misses another golden opportunity. Get the onside kick. Get the first down inside the 40-yard line. Or actually down close to the to the 30-yard line. Could do nothing more.
And they just, leave
they just left the huddle with 12 people. Should have been a penalty.
Yeah, they got 10 out there, one of the two.
Motion from Perry. Turns, he's going to pitch it to Perry. Luther, a halfback pass. Looking deep down the right sideline. And ball is incomplete. Trying to hit Catlett down the right sideline.
I think that was like maybe one of the first plays of the game here. The first time I wasn't at it, and then they had it missed him wide open or something. A lot better coverage that time.
Yeah, he had him. He just overthrew him the first time they played. They were down this actually come down this left side.
Devin Mantilla hobbled off. We were talking about a guy leaving the huddle. He hobbled off. It looked like he was a kind of leg injury, but he's wanting to get back in.
Second and 10, Rockets. Ball at the 41-yard line. Motion from Davis. Fakes. Triple option. It's going to pitch it out to Davis. Warner trying to contain. He's got the first down. Down to the 40 and tackled out of bounds. And not sure if you want Zach Smith to leave the pitch man. I think you'd be better off to turn drain up the field. Would you not think?
I would think so, yeah. Somebody's down over here. Is that Brandon Davis or...
That is Davis down on the sideline.
Talking about landed on the ball.
First down, down inside the 40-yard line.
I think he just kind of probably landed on the ball.
Got him up here now. First and 10 Rockets from the Collins 38-yard line. Motion from Dean. Hands to Manica. Malik down close to the 35, just over the 35, maybe the 34-yard line. Gain of four. Dustin Hinkle checking in for Brandon Webb on the defensive line here for Collins, as Collins has now went more to a 4-3 look. We saw him play mostly 3-4 there in the first half. Second and six. Motion from Dean. Fakes. And once again, pitches it to Dean. I'm not sure. Zach Smith once again taking the quarterback, forcing the pitch, but well blocked down the field. Good for another big gain. First and 10 Rockets. Ball at the 23-yard line. Dean once again motion. Gives to Manica this time. Spinning off a tackler and will be tackled for a short gain to the about the 21. So gain of just a couple. Jacob Dale there on the tackle.
Malik, another big strong run. Malik's the kind of guy pounds on you, pounds on you, pounds on you. Then in the fourth quarter, he's still going, and you're tired of him pounding on you.
Second and eight. 7-10 to go here in the third quarter. 24-10, Rockets lead it. They're on the move here once again. Motion from Perry. Turns. Going to give it to Dean coming around the left side, and he slips and falls down as he cuts upfield and had some room to run. It was only goal for a yard gain. Third and seven, ball at the 19-yard line. Motion again from Dean. He'll turn. He's going to hand or fake a handoff and run it himself and will be tackled well short of the first down, down about the 16-yard line. Going to bring up fourth.
I'll try a field goal.
And here. About three, and Edwards back on the field.
I think Connor Dean's a kid they got. Didn't miss. He didn't get play a lot this year. He came back from injury. If I ain't mistaken, he's like a really good lacrosse player.
Is that right?
I think so. I think I'm right there. Might even be going somewhere to play in college.
This one spotted right in the middle of the field. Going to be a 38-yarder. Snap back. Kick is up. And it's wide right. So once again, Collins off the hook.
That's like me almost hit kick the laces right there.
Yeah. Ball with laces was facing him. Collins somehow manages to stay in this one. But they've got to find a way to put points on the board.
Thing is, Collins one big play away from being right
one
in.
Touchdown, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Scoring is a different thing, but
right. Yep. First and 10, Titans, ball at the 20-yard line. Four receiver set. Connor White in the backfield here with Lucas. J.R. turns, he'll pitch it forward to Roseberry. Nashon trying to get to the corner, won't get there. He'll be tackled from behind back at the 18.
Manica's all over the field, I'm telling you. He's a difference maker on this defense right here. They just came blocking.
So another negative play on first down for the Collins Titans. Second and 12. Lucas takes a snap. Look in the middle of the field and completes it up at about the 23-yard line. Gain of five.
I'll tell you what, he's got Nashon out here. If he can,
he
got to beat Michael Perry, which ain't easy, but he's got 10 yards on him.
So gain of five. It'll bring up third and seven. JR takes a snap. He's going to run with it. Right up the middle of the field and going to be pin on the spot.
He's got a good spot on this guy over here. First down. That guy's already calling him.
Already waving him. Ooh, that's really – I thought he was down about the 30. They gave him forward progress up to the 31. First and 10 Titans. JR takes a snap. Got Roseberry wide open in the middle of the right flat.
He is wide open. There's nobody out there.
Michael Perry came on a blitz that last time. Coach Shipley telling one of his defensive backs.
I mean,
he's got to cover him coming out of the backfield.
They're running Peyton Hawk like across the middle, and then Nashawn's coming. This is coming, I guess, to his backside, or whatever you want to say it. And he's wide. I mean, wide open.
So second and 10 Titans, 31-yard line. Lucas dropping straight back, looking deep, looking for Hawk. And he didn't. Went right through his hands. Incomplete down at the 30-yard line. Hawk gets up.
He get up like he had a cramp, and then he just hopped up.
He hurt his left knee.
Could have
a tough catch, but right through his hands. So now going to be third and 10 at the 31. Do we have Roseberry matched up now on the outside? We'll see if they play him on one-on-one. See if they take a shot. Lucas now being pressured. Throwing the middle of the field to Maggard. Got the first down up at the 45-yard line. Good throw by J.R. Heavy pressure coming right at him.
J.R. playing a little better this half, throwing the football anyway.
Edward Mack, really a lot of pressure on him. J.R. delivered a strike to Maggard across the middle. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 24-10, Rockets lead it. Titans trying to find a way to stay in this one. They've got it first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Collins will go to their five receiver set. J.R. takes it, going to run with it. Off the left side, nice run by J.R. up to midfield. Makes another man miss, spinning, and will be knocked out of bounds. Down maybe the 48-yard line or so.
Did the ball come loose? I think I've heard Chippy 100 times in this press box.
Looks like it should be an 8-yard gain.
Mantilla came out with his helmet off. He should have to come out of the game.
Actually, going to be about a 9-yard gain. That ball is marked at the 47-yard line. Second and one.
I'm trying to tell Mantilla's trying to talk to him. He took his helmet off. It means you got to come out of the game. We know this rule. Ask some guys at Highland.
Oh, yeah. We know that one awful well.
Told you. Come on out. You might as well just, you're going to have to set out. You took your helmet off.
The bad thing is he took it off.
I know he took it off again.
So now Coach Shipley having a discussion with the official here on the sideline as Mantilla listens on with his helmet off. And he's going to have to set out a play.
No, it wasn't nothing.
All right, second and one. A little wildcat action. Pookie Murphy here in the backfield taking a direct snap. He's going to run with it. And he spins down inside the 45-yard line. I think Collins got a break. Leland Carwell was not set.
Leland didn't get off the ball on the last play. He was playing wide receiver, and
he did not get set on that last one.
Big man back here at the Whitehead. He said, boys, I ain't moving too much. I think every time I look up, he's in that same spot. I think he just calls the whole game from that same spot. He just turns whichever way the ball's going.
First and 10. Titans ball to the 43-yard line.
We got Leland out here.
And that's got to be a penalty, illegal motion. Collins looking really disorganized on that last play. And once again, another 5-yard penalty on first down. Peyton Hawk back in the game. We saw him leave with a little bit of a knee issue a few plays ago. First and 15, ball to 48. Lucas back in the shotgun this time. JR takes a snap. Looking for Maggard's, got him deep down the left sideline. Down to 10 to 5, touchdown, Titans. Beat Catlett on the play. We've seen Maggard beat his man several occasions tonight, but they've not hooked up yet. And Collins has cut this to a one-possession game. Noah Bruner on for the extra point. 2:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. We've really seen Shelby County really lead Collins in this game. Kick up and good. 24-17, Rockets lead it. You're listening to the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets Associates for Sports Medicine Services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwriter. WXLN programming.
Bruner set to kick this one off. For the last few, we've actually seen him onside it. We'll see if he kicks this one deep or the onside. And it's going to be another onside and recovered by the Rockets right in midfield. Nice recovery by 52. Lloyd James took a big hit. I think that was from Nick E.
I think they're just thinking that Michael might return it to the 50.
really,
if you don't get it in the end zone. But I wouldn't onside kick it. I'm done trying to make excuses. I'd kick it off. But, you know, it's 24-17, and that's closer than a lot of people predicted.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Drain back in the shotgun. Motion from Perry. Turns, he'll hand to Perry. Michael, nothing now. It squirts through. And he may go, being chased by Hawk. He won't catch him. Touchdown, Rockets. What a run by Michael Perry. Thought he was going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. Squirted through and took it 51 yards for the touchdown. What a run by Michael Perry.
Man, just use – that was just all Michael Perry right there, too. Moose coming off holding. It's kind of ring.
Edwards on for the extra point.
Did he miss that
kick?
Too?
No. Close, but it is good. And they've opened it back up to a two-score game. 2:17 still to go here in the third quarter. 31-17 Rockets. You're listening to the second round of the 4A State High School Football Playoffs here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
While a cow eats 25 pounds of hay each day, a Case IH round baler can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. And while cattle only have one job to do, a Maxim Series tractor has 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for every other job you need to get done, count on Case IH equipment. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville or caseih.com/livestock. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Edwards kicks it off, going deep and out of bounds. And this will set Collins up with good field position. I think he'll go to the 40-yard line. 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. 31-17. First and 10 Titans at the 35-yard line. JR takes a snap. Looking deep down the right side, looking for Hawk this time. He's got it. Down at the 30, down, and will be tackled down at the 27-yard line. So now all the plays we've seen deep down the sideline in the first half, they couldn't hit on. Now the Titans are finally starting to hit on some of these
this
plays.
This game kind of reminds me of the I didn't go to the game, but just watching the Shelby County, was it Fairdale? I mean, Collins Fairdale last year when they put up a bunch of points in the second
Western.
Game? Western, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you remember last year, JR had a big game, Nashon. Tonight, Nashon hadn't really had a huge game, but
Lucas once again takes a snap. Looking, still looking, going to run with it and be pushed out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage. So no gain. There will be second and 10. Ball is at the 27-yard line. 1:52 to go here in the third quarter. A lot of football still here to play. 31-17. Rockets lead it. JR takes a snap. Screen pass out over the head of Maggard. Bring up third and long.
He had a lot of room there, too. He could just, JR didn't really set his feet, and the ball just sailed on him. He says Staples still out there, still kind of favoring that arm, but, man, he's really gutting it out. That's the kind of guys you can win with in the future right there.
Third and 10. Ball at the 27-yard line. JR takes a snap and blowing it dead. False start once again here on Collins. Bring up third and 15. Collins comes out here, four receiver set, takes a snap. JR, plenty of time, looking for Maggard again, got him down the sideline through his hands. Had him beat again and would have been a touchdown.
I think it was a nice play there by Brandon Davis to knock the ball away. It wasn't really a drop. It was, I think, the last minute. It looked like to me he got his hand in there. Do you not agree?
I don't think so.
Okay. It sounded good.
We're going to try a long field goal here.
Wow.
This is going to be a 49-yard attempt.
I guess if you don't make it and you get it to the end zone, of course, like you said, you get the ball at the 20. So.
Yep. All right, so a 49-yard attempt, pretty much straight on here. Snap back. Kick is up. Kick is going to be just short, I think. Just short. And Shelby County will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So good attempt by Bruner. Ball comes up just a couple yards short. Right on the money with it.
And like you mentioned, in high school, you know, you get the ball to 20, so you might as well give it a shot.
Maybe a big opportunity miss for the Titans after a big, big completion down the sideline to Hawk.
Thing is, you're going to have to score because you mentioned, you know, as potent as Shelby County's offense is, you're not really going to stop them very often.
Motion from Perry. He'll hand to Manica instead. Manica right through the middle of the defense, still spinning forward up to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line.
One thing about Malik, too, as much traffic and stuff he runs through, he never puts hardly puts the ball on the ground.
You're going to have to ask this tomorrow when you do the coaches show, too. I've seen several times that they break the huddle with 12 guys, and the guy runs to the sideline.
Shelby County?
Yeah, is that a legal play in high school football? They just did the same thing just for that last play. First and 10, ball to 36-yard line. Motion from Dean. He'll turn, he'll hand to Dean. And going to be wrestled down right at the line of scrimmage. Nice play by Zach Smith. Pookie Murphy there to assist as well.
Pookie was coming like a missile right there coming from it. Connor got down just in time.
So it looks like maybe a gain of 1 yard, second and 9, as we go under a minute here in the third quarter. 31-17, Rockets lead it. Going to pitch out to Dean this time. He's hit at the 40, maybe up to the 41-yard line. And no offense to Connor Dean, I just don't see the same speed as I see when they pitch the ball to Brandon Davis in that spot.
You're
right. Brandon over here on the sideline holding his right arm.
Yeah, he went down earlier.
And it looks like Wade's walking, maybe a growing injury.
That's what I was getting ready to say, the same thing.
It could be a tough injury in this season. It's going deep in the playoffs. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter, 31-17. The Rockets lead it. You're listening to second round of the 4A High School Playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.